Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Welcome once back, dear viewers. Yes, dear viewers, it is the miraculous journey of Mi'raj, which we are going to be discussing in today's program. However, we are going to discuss a portion of the Mi'raj, yani referring to the miraculous journey of Al-Isra, which is covered from Masjid-e-Haram to Masjid-e-Aqsa. For now, I am in the company of our respected, honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini At-Tari Sallamahul Bari, mashallah. And together, we would love to welcome all the viewers of Madini Channel who have joined us from far and wide throughout the globe. Please kindly share this video with others for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of blessings, inshallah, we are going to listen to this beautiful narration. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, recite salat upon me abundantly on the day of Jumu'ah as it is witnessed by the angels. A person does not recite salat upon me except that it is presented to me until he completes his recital. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, even after your blessed demise? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, even after my passing, indeed, Allah Almighty has forbidden upon the earth that it should consume and eat the bodies of the Prophet alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. So the Prophet alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam of Allah Azza wa Jal are alive and are given sustenance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, let's keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the iman and the faith of the people of Islam, that the Prophets alayhi sallatu wa sallam are alive in their graves with a real life as they were in this world. Subhanallah. And it is clear from this beautiful hadith and narration, dear viewers, which we have presented. So glory be to Allah Azza wa Jal, when this is the status of all the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, then what will be the glory of the leader of all the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, the beloved of the Creator, our Master, the chosen Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Most definitely, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is still alive today and aiding and availing his devotees, dear viewers of Madini Channel, without any doubt. However, our weak eyesight falls short of seeing the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Hazrat says, tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah. Mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. By Allah Azza wa Jal, you are alive. By Allah Azza wa Jal, you are alive. O you who is veiled from the world of my eyes, you are alive. And he says, khalq se awliya, awliya se rusul, aur rasulo se ala, hamara nabi. So subhanallah, in today's program, we are going to cover the miraculous journey of Mi'raj, but covering that aspect of only Al-Isra, inshallah, Zawajal, in the company of our respected Mawlana Abdul Qadir sahab, inshallah. Mawlana sahab, alhamdulillah, speaking about Mi'raj, and of course, we are discussing and talking about Al-Isra itself, Mawlana sahab, and I'm sure there are reasons and there were situations at that time, Mu'asab, which have been mentioned in the books of Ahadith, which have been described by the Sahaba alayhi muridwan, the atmosphere, the environment of the situations at that time. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of course, had come for the guidance of this entire universe. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam came as rahmat and mercy for the entire mankind and universe. Subhanallah. So his responsibility as the propagation of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove people from the pits of infidelity and to bring them to light, Mu'asab. Now, what's noticed, Mu'asab, that Mi'raj had taken place before migration to Madinatul Munawwara. What were some of the reasons that occurred before the migration to Madinatul Munawwara? Why had this Mi'raj taken place, Mu'asab?
Mu'asab, the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, when is there need for us as alhamdulillah the human beings and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the master of all human beings, as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, I'm the master of all mankind and I'm not boastful about it.
Subhanallah.
So that beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was down, there was a period, as we all know, the struggle that he went through. You know, if the slightest of those struggles that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through came upon us, we would be shattered. We would be shattered into pieces. But it was his istiqamah, his steadfastness that he showed us the way through.
Allah.
The way to persevere. And he never gave up the mission of Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That should be a lesson for us as his ummah, inshallah, who are responsible to carry out the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Sahaba carried out. So what was the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? After he announced his nubuwa at the age of 40, he faced, as soon as he announced his nubuwa, prior to that people were calling him As-Sadiq al-Amin. But when he announced his nubuwa, the same people called him liar.
Allahu Akbar.
Same people called him magician. And same people would turn their back
against him.
Same people that would appoint him to place the Hajar al-Aswad in the Holy Kaaba and resolve the dispute between the different tribes. And they would appoint Rasulullah ﷺ to do this, to make a faisla, to make a justice, you know, between the different tribes, and he would resolve the matter in such a beautiful way. The same people then, when he announced his nubuwa, when he propagated the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, turned against him.
Allah Akbar.
There came a time when his greatest support, such as his uncle Abu Talib, he passed away, who was his greatest support, although he never embraced Islam, but he never let anyone, any of the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in all of this, touch him.
Allah.
Nobody could dare and touch him, because he had the support of his uncle Abu Talib.
Achcha.
And after Abu Talib passed away, one of the greatest supports of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't there anymore. Then the second greatest support Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had was his beloved wife, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra, Ummul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Shortly after that, she passed away. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saddened by this. And that year itself in the Islamic history is known as Amul Huzn, meaning the year of sorrow. And then, as if this wasn't enough, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went to propagate the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah to the people of Taif, they stoned him and they hurt him to an extent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel, and the angel of mountains sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, if you grant me permission, I've been given the authority, I could crush this whole residence between these two mountains and topple it over them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said no. And after all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to bless him with his vision.
Subhanallah.
To console his heart. This is where Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, he says ki tabarakallah shan teri, tujhi ko zeba hai beniyazi. Meaning, oh Allah, your glory and your majesty is beyond any intellect. Tabarakallah shan teri, tujhi ko zeba hai beniyazi, and you are completely independent, beniyazi. Why he's saying this? Because no doubt comes to the mind of whoever is reading this shair. Why? Because then he discusses that, you know, first to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not dependent on anything, meaning he is not in need of anything. Then he says, kahin to wo joshe lantarani. Now, there was a time when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was requesting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi arini, Rabbi arini. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Lan tarani, you can never see me. But then, on the other hand, we see in the night of Miraj, kahin taqaze visal ke the, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yearned to see his beloved, subhanallah, kahin taqaze visal ke the. So this shows the maqam of Rasulullah, his station of beloved hood in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he is known as Habibullah, which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in his Mubarak hadith at many occasions, Ana Habibullah subhanallah, he is the beloved of Allah
subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So this was the hikmat, one of the hikmats in the night of Isra and Miraj, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bestowed with this blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a way to console the heart of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallah Mu'asab for such a beautiful explanation. So what we see, Mu'asab, that after all this oppression, brutality, defamation and oppression, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stop that propagation. He continued propagating the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. He continued alerting and conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people, of course. Now, Mu'asab, the 11th year commences. 11th saal bhi shuru ho gaya. After the i'lan of nubuwat. Uske baad ab Rajab ka mahina bhi a gaya. Rajab ke maah mein 27th tariq bhi a gayi. The 27th of Rajab, mashallah. Yahan se aap farmaye huzur, then how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because according to the Holy Quran Pak, as Allah azza wa jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil haram ilal masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwas sami'ul basir. Allah azza wa jalla himself, the creator, is saying, glory be to him who took his bondsman by night from the sacred mosque, yani the Kaaba, to Al-Aqsa, mosque around which we have placed blessings in order that we may show him our great signs. Indeed, he is the all-hearing, all-seeing.
Subhanallah.
So Mu'asab, here Allah Azza wa Jal, who is Qadir, who is the most powerful, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, he makes this claim and says that he has taken his bondsman from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. So this is proven from the Holy Quran Pak, Mu'asab. Our iman has to be on this, that Allah Azza wa Jalla had taken his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his ruh and jasad, with his blessed body and his soul to for Mi'raj. But Mu'asab, now the question which comes to mind, of course, is with regards to the condition which we had mentioned at the time, which is understandable. Now, prior to this Mi'raj, Mu'asab, now as you're saying, what was the sequence in which the beloved Nabi traveled towards Masjid al-Aqsa?
Subhanallah, Mu'asab, as you have mentioned beautifully, that the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam occurred in the 11th year after the proclamation of Nubuwa, subhanallah. In that year, that too within the month of Rajab, which is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one very interesting fact, that look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Monday. In all the milestones that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through, meaning he was born on Monday. And his Mi'raj was also on Monday, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
That is something to keep in mind. Yesterday somebody asked me, which is the day that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embarked on the journey of Mi'raj. So I didn't remember, and I told him, I don't know off the hand, but inshallah I'll go look and I'll come back to you with the answer. So last night as I was reading, alhamdulillah, in the beautiful book of Dawat Islami, Journey Beyond Heavens, alhamdulillah, and there I found the answer to the question, that yes, it was on a Monday that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with the journey of Mi'raj, subhanallah.
And at whose house was the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Mi'raj?
He was at the house of Sayyida Hani radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And from the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
Sayyidina Hani is actually the daughter of his uncle Mu'asab.
Subhanallah.
Okay.
So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he awoke him from his sleep, and this is how the journey of Mi'raj commenced. Now, the interesting part is Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, you know, he is the most highest ranking angel in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Sayyidul Malaika, known as Sayyidul Malaika. But when he comes to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is Sayyidul Mursaleen, subhanallah, he is regarded as a khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even in Qasida in durud taj jibril khadimuhu subhanallah as it is alhamdulillah the view of our pious predecessors subhanallah that sayyidina jibril islam is the khadim of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so he comes to the court of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam awakes him and then takes him to the hatim of the kaaba and then his mubarak chest is opened and expanded and then he takes out the heart of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then bathes it with the water of zamzam subhanallah and thereafter fills it with wisdom subhanallah and with noor with light and then puts it back together subhanallah so this is the preparations on the journey of Mi'raj.
In this way, yeah, subhanallah, the water of Zamzam got blessed. Subhanallah, that got to touch the Mubarak Qalb of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Masa, mashallah, the 11th year, the 27th of Rajab, it's a beautiful Monday. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his Isha Salah. He goes to rest. Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam descends from the roof. And he awakens beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the journey commences, as Masa mentioned, at the Hatim of the Holy Kaaba. And all of this was done. Now from there, Mu'asab, with regards to the travel, this is a month's journey to travel from Masjid-e-Aqsa to Masjid-e-Haram to Masjid-e-Aqsa, vice versa. It would take over a month and people at that time used to travel for business, for trade, so on and so forth. Many Sahaba Ikram, Alihim Ridwan, would go to visit Baytul Muqaddis as well. And subhanallah, the question is, Mu'asab, that now, explain what is Buraq itself, Mu'asab? What type of an animal is this? How big or how small is this? And from where to where was this transportation used for the Mi'raj itself?
Subhanallah. The Buraq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would call it the Buraq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he blessed it, subhanallah. And as we know that it was an animal brought from paradise, subhanallah, and he had the deep yearning to become the mode of transport for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was a white animal, subhanallah. And the size of it is mentioned that it was larger than a donkey, but smaller than a mule.
Okay.
Right? And its speed, subhanallah. With regard to speed, what was the speed of this mode of transport of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because it has to be something that is suitable for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? So the Buraq was chosen. Its speed was that its one step would be from first step to the next step would be where the gaze, where our eyesight would end. That's where its next step would be. So that was the speed of Buraq, subhanallah, and the concept. Maybe this concept was taken from, alhamdulillah, the Buraq. You know, as we know in the modern mechanical engineering that is there, how the car was designed, the front legs of a Buraq that were there, they were, alhamdulillah, they would extend, you know, they would extend when it was descending from a height to absorb the pressure, to absorb the shock. Hence the term we use, shock absorber, subhanallah. And then when it would climb at a height, now this is descending, so the front legs would extend to act as a shock absorber. And then when it would climb on a height, then the hind legs would extend.
And the front legs become shorter.
Yes, Allahu Akbar. Front legs become
subhanallah,
shorter.
Subhanallah.
So that, and then the hikmat is also mentioned, so that when Rasulullah rode the back of this Buraq, he wouldn't feel unevenness.
Today's day and age, if any person, agar aaj ke dor mein koi ye keh de ki, the most expensive and the most fastest transportation is a certain jet, a certain flight or a certain car. For example, aaj bhi iska jawab nahi hai ki you can drive the fastest vehicle but it cannot be faster than Buraq Mas.
Subhanallah.
Because ye sarkari do alam ki baat hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the justice that Allah azza wa jalla had given to his beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he doesn't hurt anyone's feelings, you know. And he was speaking about his arrival, Mu'asab. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla gives him more specialities. Among the specialities, talking about Buraq, Mu'asab, Sahaba Ali Ridwan had mentioned when the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would walk amongst them, he would be at a very beautiful height.
Subhanallah.
His structure. Kya khabar kitne tare khile chup gaye, par na dube na duba hamara Nabi. Kaun deta hai dene ko, muh chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara Nabi. Mu'asab, In fact, yeah, Allama Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi encapsulates this entire thing so beautifully in Qasida Burda. And Qasida Burda wo hai ki hum padhte rehte hain, mashallah. Nazreen bhi sunte hain. To chale inshallah barkat ke liye ye sher padhte hain inshallah. What Allama Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Qasida Burda had mentioned about what Masab had mentioned with regards to the journey of Mi'raj. Allama Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi mentions,
سريت من حرام ليلا إلى حرام سريت من حرام ليلا إلى حرام كما سار البدر في داج من الظلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كله.
By night, he says, Saraita min haramin laylan ila haramin. By night, from one haram to the other haram, you did go. Kama saral badru fi dajim min al-dhulami. Like the full moon traveling the dark sky with its glow. Allahu Akbar. How the moon glows at night. And when the moon shows itself, the stars are all hidden, dear viewers. Jab moon aa jaye, phir sitaron ki kya hajat hai? Subhanallah. The glow and the twinkle and the glitter and the sparkle of the stars are all hidden when the moon is shown, dear viewers. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like the moon amongst the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And now he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has traveled for this Miraj Mu'asab. Now from Masjid al-Haram, upon Buraq, subhanallah, look at the qismat and the luck of this Buraq, that it becomes the means of transportation for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now in the company of Jibreel alayhi salam, who is the leader of the angels, he is with the leader of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the teacher of the angels, is with the leader of and the master of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that both are traveling. What a mubarak journey this is, Mu'asab. Ye kaisa sama raha hoga? What type of mahol and environment where Allah's beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is traveling for this miraculous journey, and he's moving towards Masjid Baitul Muqaddas. In this journey, Mu'asab, was there any stops, any places where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stopped and paused before this journey, or was it a full-on journey, Mu'asab?
Subhanallah, yes, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did stop to pay his regard to different, alhamdulillah, landmarks in the beautiful history of Islam, subhanallah. Achha. Yes, and these are the landmarks which are dear and near to the heart of every believer,
subhanallah.
And these are the landmarks which mark the memories and the remembrance of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not overlook the remembrance of those that preceded him, subhanallah. As the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was created first, but he was sent
last,
subhanallah. But those who came before him, he paid his regard. Alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is taking him on this journey. Actually, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is his companion on the journey. And he then asked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at one point, he asked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stop and pray at some point. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped and prayed. And the beloved Sayyidina Jibreel asked him, Do you know where you just prayed? Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam tells the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Taiba, where you prayed, subhanallah. And Taiba, subhanallah, Taiba ke jane wale, as we say, the most beloved place of all for a believer, subhanallah, because they, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, Madina isliya tar jano dil se hai piyara, ki rehte hai mere aqa, mere dil bar Madine mein. So, he stopped there, he prayed there, and after that the journey continued. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam asked him to stop at another place, and then Rasulullah salam prayed there as well. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam asked him again, do you know where you just prayed? Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam told him that this was Mount Sinai, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah, subhanallah, where the conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this Prophet of Allah alayhi salam took place, which is Mount Sinai, subhanallah. Then the third stop is where Rasulullah stopped and prayed. And then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam asked him, do you know where you just stopped and prayed? Then Sayyidina Jibreel salam tells him that this is Baitul Lahm. And in English, in Western world, it is known, it is pronounced as Bethlehem. Alhamdulillah, we have in South Africa also a city and a town called Bethlehem, but this is not the same city. Right, we are talking about the city where Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was born, and this was the landmark. This was these are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any miraculous event took place, and the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, of course, is a miracle, one of the miracles of different Anbiya alayhi salam. And miracle of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is that, and Sayyidina Al-Hazrat mentioned in his beautiful couplet that ki wo kawari pak maryam wo nafakhtu fihi kadam hai ajab nishan azam magar amina ka jaya subhanallah but
wahi sabse afzal aya wahi sabse afzal aya tujhe hamd hai khudaya tujhe hamd hai khudaya subhanallah ji
alhamdulillah. After the journey continued afterwards, and then they came at a point where a group of people addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with these words, assalamu alayka ya awwal, assalamu alayka ya akhir, assalamu alayka ya hashir, subhanallah. Allah, these are the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is awwal, he is akhir, he is zahir, he is batin. As these are the attributes of divine attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, it is mentioned in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed these attributes upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it is through the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he blessed his blessed Nabi, his Habib, with these qualities, subhanallah. And the shair very beautifully says that न हो सकते हैं दो अव्वल, न हो सकते हैं दो आखिर, तुम अव्वल और आखिर इब्तिदा तुम इंतिहा.
Alhamdulillah,
miraculous qualities and the attributes of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, finally there are other events, of course, there is more detail into it, but the time is short, inshallah, and we still have the point, the main crux of the matter, where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his grand appearance in Masjid al-Aqsa, which is the second haram, as Mu'asab has just mentioned in the light of Qasida Burda Sharif, from one haram. Look at the beginning of the destination and the ending of the first part of the journey, the destination, ila min and ila subhanallah, from one haram to another haram.
MashaAllah, Mu'asab, sawal aur bhi hai with regards to the travel to Masjid Baitul Muqaddas, and then of course the travel to Baitul Muqaddas. Now Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is taking his beloved, he's taking the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is traveling with the Master sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and now they reach Baitul Muqaddas. As Mu'asab mentioned, they stopped at three places. Let's recap those three places very quickly. Number one, Taiba. And he was told that this is Taiba, the place where you will migrate. Subhanallah. Number two, Mu'asab, Mount Sinai. This is the place where Musa Kalimullah communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was told that this is this very same place. And Baitul Lahm, the place where the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had taken place, alhamdulillah. Now dear viewers, after this they have reached Baitul Muqaddas, the very same masjid which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the books of hadith has emphasized about the beauty of this masjid, the significance and virtues of this masjid. Aaj bhi log wahan jaate hain. Agar aapke paas, if you can afford to travel to Baitul Muqaddas, one should go and visit this haram as well. Sahaba alayhim ridwan would travel to this beautiful masjid, at the very same masjid where the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam are awaiting the Imam of all Imams. Allahu Akbar. He is the Imam, Imamul Anbiya. Subhanallah. Mu'asab, most definitely, the skies have never witnessed such a salah.
Subhanallah.
Nor did the earth ever witness such a namaz and salah, which happened at this masjid.
Subhanallah.
Which happened at Baitul Muqaddas.
Allah.
Jaha pe muqtadi anbiya ho. Imam Sayyidul Anbiya ho. Allahu Akbar. The musallis and those who are performing salah behind the imam are the rest of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, whereas the imam is Habibullah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is also present there. According to some narrations, Mu'asab, subhanAllah, you know, there were some khutbat also mentioned. Can Mu'asab, inshallah, explain this as well?
SubhanAllah. As the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam approaches Baytul Maqdis and Masjid Al-Aqsa, subhanAllah, they, all the Anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal, alayhim as-salam, they await the arrival of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, as a khadim, as he is the khadim, subhanAllah, he takes the hand of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and puts him forward to perform the imamat of all the Anbiya, subhanAllah. Therefore, Sayyidi Al-Azhar says, the hikmat and the wisdom behind it, so beautifully explained, that Namaz-e-Aqsa mein tha yahi sir, aya ho manae awwal akhir, ki dast basta hai peeche hazir, jo sultanat aage kar gaye.
SubhanAllah.
Meaning, this is the wisdom and the hikmat of the Salah of Al-Aqsa, that the meaning of being the first and being the final is manifest, subhanAllah. It becomes manifest. How? The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the first of all, the first Nabi. And then he is being sent as a final prophet of Allah, subhanAllah. So the bayahu manaya awwal akhir, ki dast basta hai peeche hazir, that all the anbiya, they are standing with utmost adab, folding their hands, jo sultanat aage kar gaye the, who had the kingdom prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the master comes, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So this was the wisdom of Salah of Al-Aqsa, subhanallah. And this is the way the second part of the journey ends. So the Salah is first, and then the first part of the journey ends, alhamdulillah. Salah is first, and then it continues to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam greeting and meeting and greeting and giving khutbah to different anbiya and having a sort of discussion as a khutbah, subhanallah. Of course, meeting and greeting happened before the salah. As he arrived, all the anbiya, they greeted him, subhanallah, because they were awaiting the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just like how we do when there is a pious personality, subhanAllah, is arriving among us, subhanAllah. We are so excited. We all are waiting, you know, anticipating the arrival of that blessed personality. And here comes the personality who is the cream of creation, subhanAllah. So the anticipation must be at another level.
Subhanallah.
And then all the anbiya, alayhimus salam, after the salah, they gather and they all make shukr to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the bounties that they were bestowed upon, subhanAllah. And first of all, Sayyidina Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he says that, I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him making me a khalil and granting the kingdom, subhanallah, and making him the devout, obedient servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on, subhanallah. Then Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he makes shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having him, granted him such qualities, for having conversation with him, subhanallah, blessing him with this conversation. And then, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam also mentions the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealed a zabur upon him, subhanAllah. And then afterward, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having blessed him with the kingdom of the entire world, and so on, different ways. And then we shortening it because time is short, subhanAllah. And then different anbiya alayhim as-salam, they extol the virtues that they were bestowed upon them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they all made shukr to in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the address of the beloved Nabi sallallahu, which they all were waiting for, subhanallah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi arsalani rahmatan lil alamin. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sent me as a mercy unto all the world, subhanallah. And then he says, وَكَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. And he sent me as the one who gives glad tidings and Allah warns people against the punishment, subhanallah, towards the entire, subhanallah, mankind, Allahu Akbar. وَأَنْزَلَ عَلَيَّ الْفُرْقَانِ فِيهِ تِبْيَانُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, subhanallah. And he has revealed upon me the description of everything. The Quran, which has the description, and then وَجَعَلَ أُمَّتِي خَيْرَ أُمَّةِ Subhanallah, and he made my ummah the best of all ummah. Subhanallah. We can, alhamdulillah, rejoice in this fact. Alhamdulillah, we are the ghulam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Through his sadaqah, we have been given this title. And subhanallah, then he says that sharha sadri, which happened when he expanded my chest, subhanallah, and it was filled with nur and hikmah and wisdom. So these are the ways Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is how the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered his sermon after the Salah of Aqsa.
Subhanallah. And now the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam began meeting the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam after such a salah. I'm sure once zahir se baat hai, jab imam aise ho, Mustafa jani rahmat sallallahu alaihi wasallam, muqtadi Anbiya alayhi salam ho, to yaqinan this may have been in their hearts ki
نماز اقصا میں جب پڑھائی تو انبیاء اور رسول یہ بولے نماز ہو تو نماز ایسی امام ہو تو امام ایسا
Why not? Why not? Imam is Anbiya, Imam al-Anbiya. Mu'asab, alhamdulillah, we have come this far and we have understood the earthly miraj. Of course, caution of this, for it doesn't make sense for people that may assume and think, how is it possible for a month's journey to be covered within few seconds and moments? Ye toh ek dunyavi miraj hai, Mu'asab. This was the earthly miraj from Masjid-e-Haram to Masjid-e-Aqsa for us to analyze, for us to contemplate ki jab ایک منتھ کی جرنی کچھ لمحوں میں طے کیا جا سکتا ہے پھر آگے کا جو رستہ ہے حضور جانتے ہی ہیں سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ this is the path and the way which has been shown to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually taken Jibril Amin
it's such a miracle master that month's journey was covered within this short period of time.
Subhanallah. This is the miracle.
This is the speed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the nur and the speed of light is all known to us. And if this is the speed of this light which is derived from the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what would be the light of that Allah Rasul, of that Nabi who is the cause of the creation of all these lights that we see around us.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, Mu'az sahab, inshallah, is shair ke saath hum ikhtitam ki janib ab jaate hain aur barkatein hasil karte hain as Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says,
وہ سرور کشور رسالت جو عرش پر جل بگر ہوئے تھے نئے نرالے عرب کے سامان عرب کے مہمان کے لیے تھے
Shukran, dear viewers, for being with us, for watching this program. After saying shukran to our respected guests for this morning, our Mu'asab Qibla, inshallah, together we remind the viewers of Madani Channel, our mission in this movement is one. And it is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world.
Inshallah,
Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.